I'm sat in my kitchen, drinking my tea and reading feeds, like I often do, trying to catch up with kind of what's going on in the world. And then I come across a website. It's a website run by, it appears, the Metropolitan Police. And they have a new campaign to urge Londoners to report suspicious activity. Sounds innocent enough in itself, but when you scroll down this blog post, and I have just tweeted this blog post, if you check out twitter.com/documentally and search for the tag #1984, you'll find a lot of the content that I think is a little bit daunting and scary around civil liberties, etc., etc. There are a selection of counter-terrorism posters. One, I believe I saw on a website being debunked by the Metropolitan Police, but they're still asking you to download it and print it out yourself, stating a lovely scene in a town centre with shoppers busy, a woman cradling her baby, child, eating sweets, it appears. And the sign on the side, the words on the side says, "A bomb won't go off here because weeks before, a shopper reported someone studying the CCTV cameras." You know that's total rubbish. I make a point of actually photographing CCTV cameras, so if I get reported for terrorist activities, then so be it. I think we should not just deem these things to be the guardians of our safety when, in many ways, and I know there are very, very just causes for these being around, for me, it just makes me feel a little bit more imprisoned. If we go back to when the Stasi was in full swing, I believe they were so successful because they created a network of civilian informants. This was around the mid-80s, 1984, funnily enough. And at any particular point, you never knew whether your neighbour, your friend, your family, or somebody in the street was themselves part of the Stasi's network of civilian informants. Is this what we're doing now? Is this what we want to support? All of these posters going up saying if you see somebody going on holiday an unusual amount of times, if you see somebody driving a white van, I saw on one of the posters, people taking photographs of unusual things or security emplacements. I mean, come on, is there actually any evidence of terrorists using photography to preempt any kind of attack? We should really, really start looking at the issues here as to why there is this clash of East and West in some cases, but it's obviously that's not just the issues here. But let's start looking at the root of the causes rather than just locking ourselves up in this very strange panopticon that we've created for ourselves and we just seem to be wholeheartedly going with. Right, rant over. Don't forget, search Twitter and look for the hashtag #1984. And anybody, if you come across any of these stories, let's start sharing them. Let's start being aware of this totalitarian tiptoe, maybe.